This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell do you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbers.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McMahon.
Thank you, bitch.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clinic big and hard.
Woo!
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Oh,
woo! Come on,
I'll take
you. Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my God, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you open up a demon in me!
Hi!
Are you one of those little boys that were in the cave?
Yes!
Oh, I think you're still in the water.
I'm in a wet hole. Somebody get me out.
Oh.
Ah.
How nice.
What a way to start this show.
In a wet hole.
It's the Ham Radio Show live here on HamRadioShow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Good evening, everybody.
Right.
Yes, 718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered...
Right.
What? What are you saying?
Donald Duck was there.
Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. We're also live on Facebook Live. The ham cam fully operational, ready to go. Up there, going on there. By the way, Gunny Roy Weasley Brady, the man that has made it all the way to Tennessee, Jackson, Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
Already on foot.
I was in a jersey.
Gunny, put the in the Facebook Live suite as you're communicating with us. Please put the name of the website and the information where people can raise money for your cause.
Yes, sir.
And we definitely want to get that information out there for everybody.
Great cause.
And nice to see you, and welcome to Tennessee.
That's right.
That's right. Yes. You're the only 10 I see.
Whoa.
Wacky radio banter. Yeah. Nikita.
All right, let's do this.
That's right. Nikita, how are you? Michael, David, Keith, there are tons of people hanging out in the Facebook Live suite. You could be one of them. It's very easy to access. And it costs you absolutely nothing because we make absolutely nothing. We are the Uncrapped Kings of Reality Radio. This is the Ham Radio Show. A good evening, like I said before. We're all over the place because we were having a conversation that I wanted to carry over. I don't know how much Joe wants to carry it over. But fuck Joe, because I don't care, because I think it was a good conversation.
Nobody pays attention to me.
Well, Billy went to a Slayer concert over the weekend, and yeah. We were discussing just music in general and concerts and things like that.
The final tour.
You mean they're not going to play no more?
No more tour.
No, after this tour, yeah, that's it. They're done.
I'm putting them in the box, huh?
There you go.
Right. Well, one of them's already in a box.
Oh, really? Yeah.
By the way, before we get into that, Gunny wants us to point out it's combatwounded.org. That's combatwounded.org. The link is accessible via the Facebook Live suite.
Yes.
You just have to click it, mm-hmm. Find out about it, raise some money, do some stuff. This man is walking all the way from where, Billy?
California.
Let's see if Billy was paying attention.
California, yeah. All the way to Jersey.
Very good. Billy's a co-host. You see how he jumped in? He fucking jumped right into the show. Look at him. Just paratrooped right in. And he right now is in Tennessee. So, I mean, that's a long walk.
He's got some sore feet, I bet.
Yes, he's going through boots like a motherfucker, even though he bought those cool boots that he had, if you remember correctly.
Yes, sir.
And he also needs some sex. So feel free to stop by Tennessee and give, you know, what was it? What do we want to do? Hand jobs for heroes?
Yes, right. Like hand jobs for heroes.
Hand jobs for heroes. Make that shit happen for Gunny, who's doing it to raise awareness for PTSD, absolutely, suicide, and suicide prevention, and a whole bunch of other stuff. I don't give a shit if he was doing it for IBS.
Yeah.
If he was doing it for irritable bowel syndrome. Wow. He's a veteran. He has served his nation. He has served his country.
Giving us all.
Yeah. For God's sakes, would you just fucking help a motherfucker out?
Really.
Jesus Christ. Get off your asses, you lazy shits. Anyway, back on to Slayer.
If I walk to Jersey, will I get a blowjob?
No. Your wife has told you to leave and walk
that
far, and then she said, "I ain't giving you nothing." By the way,
yes.
So back on the conversation was when you go to a concert,
yeah.
Because then Billy brought up the fact we were talking about. Thank you, Roxanne. We were talking about how bands get sick and tired of songs because he heard an interview with Dee Snider. All right. So by the way. Just so you know, I know Dee Snider is not in fucking Slayer. Before somebody goes, you were just talking about Slayer. There you go, Dee Snider. No,
he's not there.
We were talking about Slayer, and then Billy went to the concert, and then Giggles had earplugs in.
Yeah, she was
on some stuff. She was floating around the fucking arena. It was great.
Really high, I heard.
Yes, higher than motherfucking shit.
No,
but anywho. Ooh. That's neither here nor there. That conversation veered off into Billy heard a. An interview with Dee Snider.
Right.
Who we found out, by the way, 63 years old.
Yeah.
Still has the body of at least a 40-year-old.
Just put out a new album?
Yes. And we were talking about how, in that interview, he talked about the one thing that Lemmy from Motorhead...
Yes.
Who's not happy with people.
Who, by the way, rest in peace, Lemmy, you're dead.
Yeah.
But Lemmy, the one thing that Lemmy didn't like was playing Ace of Spades.
No,
which is
he just didn't like the fact that that's all the band was known for.
But they weren't just... But see, that's why I think that Lemmy was wrong.
And there were so many people like, they go, just play songs that they, you know, played a hit, you know, and it's...
You see, the common man, that's all knows, but the fan knows everything they've done.
Well, yeah, because you usually... Because back then, you had to buy the album.
Yeah.
Today, you just fucking go on YouTube, look up a song, and it's there. You know, and that's all people do,
so they don't know things anymore. I know the hits, but if I'm really into the group, I listen to everything they
do. You
want to
find out what else was on those albums.
But the point was, of the conversation, the point we were trying to get to, was that you're the band.
Yes.
You put out the song.
Yes.
Okay. You caused the problem that made you thus not like this song or not be, oh, I don't want to be known for just that song or whatever.
We should all have that problem.
Exactly. You caused the problem that probably has made you a multimillionaire.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, that kept Lemmy fucking floating in Jack Daniels.
Oh.
Okay, the boy was happy. Even that wart on his face was happy, okay?
He bought a lot of marijuana.
Lemmy was doing great.
That's right.
By the way, Gunny said a handjob would be great. So
ooh,
anybody
yeah.
in Tennessee.
There you go.
I was going to say Lemmy. Gunny, tell them where you are so that way people can stop by and get in there.
Send them over. Buddy.
Michael Mortley is saying anal for armed services. Anal for armed services
okay.
is good. Handjob, that can fall under the same banner
right.
as handjobsforhero.com. Okay, by the way, patent pending, so don't use that.
Mm-hmm.
But the point still remains, if you're the band that created that world, you created that world.
Yeah.
That's like if, like I brought up before, I said, that's like if Frank Sinatra
sure.
refused to sing My Way.
Well,
what the fuck?
They wouldn't refuse. I understand
right.
what he's saying. You sang it so many times, you're really tired of it, but you know, you've been singing it for 40 years.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
It becomes, there's no excitement or enjoyment. Like Warren Zevon, there was
exactly.
What the hell? Gary Shandling show?
Okay.
Yeah. They had it on that where, you know, oh, whatever you do, don't ask him to play fucking Werewolves in London. Don't ask him. Don't, he fucking just hates doing it. Blah, blah, blah. So first thing out of his mouth. So we're going to hear this, right?
We're going to hear some Werewolves of London, aren't we?
And, you know, just, because he was there to promote a new album or something. You know, it was all...
It's always like that. Even in the studio, when you're working on a song, you'll work on that song all day long. By the end of that day, you don't want to hear that song no more.
By the time they're done recording it, they don't want to fucking
exactly.
play this song
okay,
anymore.
Wait. I get that.
Yeah.
But you also come off like a whining baby. Mm-hmm. When you are like... Metallica, say, and you don't want to do Enter Sandman.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Those are the iconic songs that made you the iconic band.
You have to
suck it up, Buttercup.
Exactly. You got to cater to the fans, man.
But that's why you see a lot of these bands now when it comes to like their popular songs.
Yeah.
They play a medley. They fucking knock it all out within 5 minutes. You get a piece.
But that's fine. If, like Joe just said, you have to placate to the fans.
Yeah.
They're the ones that paid the money. And I understand that you're an artist. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm a starving artist, even though I'm fat. I'm starving artist.
I know.
I understand.
You just want the attention.
What? I'm good. I'm an attention whore. Either way, I'm still in the entertainment business.
That's right.
And the fact is that when you are known for something, you should stick with it. Like, too many shows out there have changed their path.
Well,
they have deviated from what they were doing made them what they are.
Season 7 of any comedy show is always terrible.
Yeah.
You know, they could go for like 5 or 6 seasons, but season 7 is always bad because they've run out of things.
They run out of what made them them.
Exactly. They change the whole format or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know.
They bring in fucking
Oliver. Cousin Oliver has to come in.
Because
the kids are all grown the fuck up.
Let's bring in a baby.
Yeah, Cousin Oliver.
Yeah.
Or a dog.
A dog, something.
Or something. But that's my point.
It ruins it all.
But in essence, that's what the point is. A band needs to put... That's their Cousin Oliver.
Yeah.
You have to play the song.
Yeah.
You don't get to choose at that point. When something takes on a life of its own,
mm-hmm.
you're fucked. Sorry.
Right.
You got to play. If you're Metallica, you got to play Sad But True. You got to play... Enter the Sandman. You got to play fucking, there's a lineage. I'm not going to name every fucking song. You got to play it all, motherfucker.
It's true what you say. You know, I was watching the early All in the Family thing on TV. Season 1. Hysterical.
Yeah, way different.
Hysterical. But when it got past the, like, you know, when the Meathead left and Edith died.
Yeah.
And the whole,
when it became Archie's place.
Oh, God. How could they have made that stuff?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It didn't work.
No, that's what.
But then again, they brought in the child.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Bring the kid in.
Yeah. Everyone was hoping that Archie's place was going to be in the paper as the place he shot himself in the fucking head.
Really.
By the way, Michael in the Facebook live stream brought up a very good point.
What was that?
He said, like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Wars changed its whole fucking terminology,
absolutely.
Its history, everything,
yeah.
to placate to their new Disney overlords.
That's right.
And went
there
out there and
we're going to be good.
No, no, not even that. When they changed the fucking rewind before they even were with Disney, and they changed the, when Lucas changed the fact of what exactly the Force was.
Yeah.
And you explained it.
And you said it was metachlorine, and it was like little bacteria in somebody's body, which gave them the power of the Force. Fuck you!
Yeah.
What the fuck? You can't, like, you made them not special anymore.
This is why some of us only watched the first one when it came out and said, all right, I'm good.
Okay. Yes, because you're a smug fuck. You don't watch any. You're Mr. B-side. We got that.
Yeah.
Billy's the guy. The whole part of this conversation, by the way, that started this, is also that Billy doesn't like. When Billy's in charge of the music on this very program, hold on. I'll let you fucking tell me I'm wrong, even though everybody in the chat room and everybody on this show knows I'm right. When Billy is in charge of the music,
B-side.
It's all B-side. No one knows the songs that are playing. We've never heard of them. We know the band, maybe, but we don't know the song. And then Billy's like, and then Billy gets into his fucking favorite thing. Billy becomes the Riddler. He becomes like Frank Gorshin. In a 1966 Batman show.
Who is Batman?
Yeah, and he throws it out there. Oh, they're a band who likes birds and candlelight. Well, they don't have the time to go to the beach. Who are they?
I don't know.
And you're like, what the fuck are you saying? What band is playing? I don't know. You should know.
You should know.
I shouldn't have to tell you. And you're like, what the fuck?
What do you mean you don't know?
Yeah.
But then again, this
don't
goes
know nothing.
A lot of times. Like,
thank you, Gina. Eddie is right. And also, Star Wars was a great great movie.
It
jacked
certainly
up to
was,
that.
Yes.
Yes,
but like, if you buy the album, like, the you know, the way it used to be, you bought the album.
Yes.
You had the hit song, and then, like, right after, it's the next song. You know, usually that's a pretty damn good one, too.
But we all listen to but this is my point about you, Mr. Captain B-side over here.
Uh-huh.
When you have, like, they kind of act as if they found something that no one else found. We all know
I
the song.
I listened to the second song on the album.
There's more than two songs, Mr. B-side.
I know.
You listen to, like, all the time. It's like, oh, you're playing this song? They get smug and just assholey. They're like, no, you're playing this song? How about you should play the one where they did for Live from Budokai on the Tokyo Dome? And this, and you're like, can we just hear the fucking song that we want to hear? Because maybe sometimes you just want to hear the hits. Maybe you want to hear the song that made them what they are. What's the number one Slayer song? What's the song that made you a Slayer fan, but is also a hit? The absolute one song for you, Billy.
You have to go with the one they closed out with.
What is that song? I don't know Slayer that much. Okay?
Well, I was going to tell you, but you jumped in before I could finish saying Hello Eights.
Well, welcome to the fucking show.
Well, what was it? Hello Eights?
Hello Eights. Oh. You know, like you die and then you're going somewhere.
Oh, I thought you said Hello Eight.
Hello Eights.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, Hello Eights.
I thought it was a poker
one,
poker game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All about poker. Well, lose, die, and meet the devil.
Well,
yes.
There you go. Speaking of poker, later on in the show, I think in the next segment, we have the World Series of Poker champion, John Sin. He's only 30-something years old. I think Joe figured out he's 34. He's 34 years of age.
And he's rich, ladies.
And he just won $8.8 million. So he's now my new friend.
He's looking for a bride.
Yes. No, probably not. I don't know if he's single or not. We'll find out on the show.
Okay.
We'll find out. Maybe we'll get either fucking Gina. You got Trish.
Sure.
Giggles might want to leave Billy.
Got a lot of money.
You got $8.8 million, so at least he gets half. That's 4 points.
Is he like guys? Is he like guys?
I don't know why. You want to poke him in the rear?
That's the federal government take, and then you get this.
Let's find out. We'll find out.
We'll
find out from him if he's straight, gay, or bi, and then we'll see if Joe can get $4.4 million out of him.
Because
the government automatically has to take half, right? You would think half, exactly?
I would say at least. Well, it depends on who, you know, where.
I mean, he has a shitload of money. According to his earnings, he's at 9.5. I have your earnings.
Ooh.
9.5. Yeah, 9.5 million.
Wow.
Almost at 9.6, actually.
We'll have him playing poker, huh?
Yeah.
That's really good.
Now, I want to talk to him about that, because how does one get into fucking professional poker?
Well,
like, how do you know, like, I'm good enough to play?
Well, you
like, because I play poker, but I don't know if I'm fucking good at it.
You got to win some tournaments here and there.
Yeah, poker is all about longevity, you know, because, you know, anybody can get a hot streak and everything, but over the overall, that's where the winners come in.
Yes, and then somebody sponsors you and puts up the money up front.
Yeah, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
I don't know.
That's right, Kenny.
Yeah. Last time I was paying attention to this poker craze that was going on, you had to put up like $25,000 to enter the tournament.
You have to have $25,000.
That's where the sponsors come in. That's why everybody's got those hats, the shirts, all of that. That's where that all comes from.
Yeah.
They have small ones in like Atlantic City.
Right.
I've played in a couple. I've gone to the poker room and played.
Going for $1,000 or something like that. And the prizes are nice. I mean, sometimes, because they may have 100 players, they'll pull the money. There's 100 grand.
I'm just in it for the free drinks.
Yeah.
I'm here for the snacks.
Damn Skippy, because I know I ain't winning.
By the way, Billy, what was the name of that song from Slayer?
Hello AIDS.
All right, well, Gina said it sounded like Hello AIDS.
Hello AIDS.
Hello AIDS.
All right, well,
how you doing, AIDS? Sung by Magic Johnson, Hello AIDS, is the new song.
Years, I thought Roy Orbison's song was all about baloney. Holy baloney.
Alexa, can you play Slayer, Hello AIDS? Fucked it up. She's going to get mad.
Hello AIDS.
I was at Hello AIDS. Wait. Alexa, play Slayer, Hell Awaits. Let's get a little sample of that.
Here's a sample of Hell Awaits by Slayer.
They're going to play in the intro, which takes like 30 seconds.
See how smug he is? He's just like, he doesn't even let us enjoy it.
Yeah.
Shut up. Let us enjoy it, Slayer. Hello, AIDS.
It's only the intro.
God.
Hello, AIDS, man.
I already got AIDS.
I'm glad you do.
I got it from you.
I got that, though.
That was excellent.
Yeah. That's what I mean. They play the beginning. You don't get anything out of it.
That was excellent.
The musical
part.
Trish said it sounds, I hear Hella Eights.
Hella Eights.
Not Hello Eights. Hella Eights.
Hello Eights.
How you doing, Trish? How'd you fell down in the bathtub? You okay, baby?
Yeah, she's got
How's the tub?
Did you crack the porcelain?
No, she was on Facebook. I said,
yeah, she had another fucking...
Welcome to this week's edition of Everything Stinks.
She has what'd she have? A fucking, what do you call those things?
A seizure.
Yeah.
Fucking Slayer fucked me up. She had a seizure.
I think you're having a seizure.
That would be the name of Billy's band. Seizure.
Yeah.
No, actually, I wouldn't do that.
What would you name your band if you had a band, Billy? What was the name of your band? You were in a band, right?
Yeah, actually, they never got around to the naming part because got out of the garage.
Well, actually, you know, you were a short
Wait,
band.
So if you were to name the band, what would you have named it?
Shit.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. Actually, I don't
know. Wait, let me practice. Coming to the main stage. You ready to rock? I'm ready to rock. Here's, oh, shit.
Hello, Brooklyn.
Yeah. Welcome to the Barclays Center. We are all shit. I actually enjoyed that as a band name.
We are all shit.
I don't know. I had no idea because I never bothered thinking of that. I was too busy trying to learn the songs.
You really could name a band anything these days. You're
now you can, yeah.
Fuck
this is off our first album. This is called Brown Butthole.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are all shit.
Here we are, our Fabi Audi in the Diarrhea 5.
Yeah.
I hate songs. We don't give a shit.
Take a shit. Billy, is that more? What would you say that Slayer is just pure metal? What would you describe?
Yeah, they were a punky metal type thing.
Punk metal.
They started out with the whole punk influence, and then they worked their way into the metal scene.
There you go.
See, I could never tell the difference between heavy metal and what is the other one that's loud music?
Loud music.
Loud music.
Yeah. Loud noises.
It's all loud music when done properly.
Enrique in the Facebook Live suite, of course you know him as the mayor, says hashtag RMS, which of course stands for the Rocking Music Slayer.
Okay.
That's good. Because he has the, that's his thing, hashtag RMS, real Mexican shit.
Okay.
So he changed it to Rocking Music Slayer.
Very cool.
Trish, by the way, with an update saying, I'm doing okay. Mom is getting me Friday for the weekend, and then I have some doctor's appointments in October. I'm being admitted to Yale Hospital for the whole week.
Wow,
you could tell people you went to Yale.
Yeah. It sure as shit wasn't for fucking academia.
While you're there, I understand they have very good food at that hospital.
She'll find it.
No, really. Seriously, ask the seconds and save me something.
I'm going to smell my way in.
Joe, you don't want hospital food yet.
No, no.
You still got time.
Certain hospitals have decent food.
What kind of pudding you want in the home, Joe?
No, like my wife was in Staten Island South.
Is it? Right,
The one on Seguin Avenue, that one.
That would be North.
North, okay. Excellent
food. I've learned that.
Excellent food. I mean, every night was like a banquet. She didn't want to leave. She wanted to come home. Then they transferred to the other one, Staten Island South.
Right.
Forget about it. Bologna sandwiches. I mean, really.
Delicious bologna sandwiches.
They were fucking bad, man.
Oscar Mayer made those himself.
I mean, like chicken patties that were frozen.
Delicious.
Really,
right. I've heard bad things about that place.
I have never heard anybody go, ooh, did you try the hospital food? It was amazing. Yeah. Did you have the fettuccine alfredo? Mwah! Molto bene.
I want seconds.
Yeah, happy with the jello and the fucking water. You're like, thank you.
Yes, I'll just rehydrate myself.
I know.
That'll be fine, thank you.
My son used to have a girlfriend who was a nurse years ago, you know, and she used to steal all the jello. She had like 5,000 jellos in her refrigerator.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's good eating.
And with that, we should go to a break.
Giggle said before we go to break, though, she said, he played Slayer for my mom, ooh, of all people. She listens and asks Billy,
and she threw
do
up.
They ever sing?
Yeah.
That's so fucking true. When we come back, World Series of Poker World Heavyweight Champion John Sin will be here because he's talking about the oodles and oodles of cash.
In the 6:30 hour?
Man, we got him. He's ready to go. Excuse me. He's a very busy man.
Okay.
He's right. A champion.
I have no problem.
God damn it. 718-577-1389. We'll be right back after these.
Ham Radio.
Patient.
Stand up philosophy.
What?
Stand up philosophy. I coalesce the vapor of human experience into a viable and logical comprehension.
Oh, a bullshit artist.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Aloha, this is Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Ed McMahon.
Hey, baby. This is Little Steven.
Hey, this is Alex Horsley from Fox's Family Guy.
Hey, this is Stone Cold Steve Austin. You're listening to Ham Radio. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Whisper the shit is the lonely you. Whisper the shit is the lonely you. Push me up against
it's
the wall.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. We are live. WHAM coming at you. 718-577-1389. Let's get John Sin on the phone. I think John, from what I've been reported, is that he's taking a pee-pee. Hopefully he's peed already.
You mean he can't piss and talk at the same time?
Sometimes you can't, dude. Sometimes you want to focus on not getting spillage on the seat.
You know what you can't do, seriously? You can't fart and pee at the same time.
I have.
It's impossible. No, you can't do it.
I did. I got right in the sink.
No, you can't. You can't fart and pee.
Dude. I can fart and pee.
It stops the pee.
No, it never stops my pee. I keep flowing and I fart.
No, it doesn't.
I can do that. I am counting.
It's got something to do with the sphincter muscle.
Let's try to get John. We'll ask John. That'll be the first question.
Can you fart and pee at the same time?
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for the world champion of poker, Mr. Johnson.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how are you, John? How you doing, man?
Welcome to Ham Radio.
Yeah, round of applause for John Sin, by the way. Round of applause. He's got more money than we do, so round of applause. He is the $8 million man.
That's right.
He paid more in taxes than we'll ever make. Damn right. What do you mean?
Oh, he hates the tax man right now.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, so wait a minute. So explain this. We were trying to figure out how much money did you actually walk away with? Because if you have $8.8 million that you won, you lose half of it automatically, right?
At least,
right? I think it's about that. And then I also had pieces that I sold and swapped out. The number in the end, I'm not sure yet, but when you collect the money, they give you the full 8.8.
Oh, all right, wow. Second question. Can I borrow $5?
Yeah. You got it. You know,
sweet.
I need some collateral. I need some interest.
Dude, I'll sign off. Whatever you got to do, man.
He
whatever
knows
you
about
need.
You, Eddie. He knows.
He
about
knows.
Yeah, let's make this deal happen.
Let's make this shit happen. Maybe you can get one of your many, many sponsors, because you look like you're a NASCAR driver if you ever look at your shirt while you play.
Yeah,
I'm looking at a picture of John. He's got like 9 million sponsors. Yeah. Who are your sponsors?
Actually, there was only one sponsor that was paid, which was 888. The other two were CSOP, which is a charity series of poker, and the other one was a St. Jude's pin.
All right. Well, St. Jude's good.
Yeah, sure.
Good boy. Good boy. You get a little St. Jude's action. I understand that.
Great hospital.
Help the cancer kids out. Yeah. Come on. Let's do that.
Absolutely.
Now, are you that kind of a guy? Are you like a philanthropist? Are you like, you can do a lot of social stuff? Or are you like, this is my money? I'm John Sin.
No.
mine.
You know, I've been really busy, so I haven't exactly thought about what I'm going to do with the money itself yet, but I definitely plan on doing a lot of charity type work with my time. But yes, and I think historically I've done, you know, a few
philanthropic.
Help me out. Yeah, thank you. You know, things
cards,
in my life,
folks.
But I'm excited for the opportunity to do more.
All right, so let me pitch this idea for you. You ready?
Ready.
I'm all ears.
Here we go. It's a new charity that we want to start called Hand Jobs for Heroes.
Yeah.
Okay. All military personnel, all they have to do at any time, will build like these little like outposts that they have to go to.
That's right.
As long as they have military ID.
Yeah.
They just automatically get a hand job.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
I think it's great.
Well, a couple of questions off the bat.
Okay, go ahead.
The hand jobs.
Wait, who? I'm not giving the hand jobs.
Oh no,
you're not giving the hand jobs.
He's got a great point.
And what about female military?
Female. All right. So, fingers for freedom.
I don't want to. You know, exclude any sort of gender or ethnicity or anything like that. I would.
Well, technically, Sin, is it, if you finger a woman, that's technically like a that's like a hand job, because like you're using your hand on them.
Okay, as long as you know, as long as everyone's included.
Oh yeah,
this could be something I could get behind. I need a full out business plan made.
Oh yeah,
like a presentation.
Billy, write up a proposal, please, for Mr. Johnson, the World Series of Poker Champion. Please.
Sure. I think a very small investment to pay a couple of hookers would be very
very nice.
That's all we need.
Here's what we'll do. We'll practice with the hookers first. Yeah. We'll pretend to be military.
Well, you'd have to be trained.
Yeah. Is that stolen valor? If I get a hand job for that?
No.
Of course. I'm just making sure. And then John just covers the charges.
I'll
really.
Get a war for it.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I'll fight for a hand job, man. I'll do it.
Absolutely.
Now, I have to ask this question because you're a substantial winner. More so, you've done this like you've played cards for a shit ton of for a while now, right?
Yeah, I learned back in 2001,
okay.
But I've been playing professionally for about 5 years now, four years.
All right, so that's 4 years. You're already a world champion. You won $8.8 million. When did you know you were good enough to run with the big dogs?
That's a good question. You know, and that's something that's tough to quantify. I've known for a while, even when I was working before, that I could probably make more money playing poker. I would say after college, I met a good friend of mine, Lance, you know, he taught me a lot about poker and, you know, kind of opened up my eyes to a lot of the things you could do in poker. And I felt like at that point that's when I started getting an edge to, you know, to think that I could actually win money playing poker consistently.
Hey John, I have a Friday night poker game.
Want to swing by?
No, I was wondering.
What's that?
I have a Friday night poker game. A bunch of friendly guys, you know. I just want to know, could you give me any tips so I could take them over the hurdles or something?
Yeah, give us some poker tips.
You know, like what?
You want some poker tips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, first things first, you got to work on a real good poker face. You got one?
I got one. It's the dumb face I normally have.
No, I'm like, ooh,
just make sure you use that dumb face in every situation.
Yeah.
Right.
No, Joe over here, Joe is a 70-something-year-old man. When he gets a good hand, he almost shits his depends.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I think that's definitely a tell.
Yeah, you can't have a tell. You can't shit your depends, and you can't go, ooh. What does it mean to have four queens?
Yeah.
Can't say that. Don't say that. Shush. Shut the fuck up. Don't say that.
I thought he was bluffing.
Yeah.
I thought he was bluffing.
I thought I was bluffing. I mean, I thought he was bluffing. I didn't know.
I know.
No, so, like, is there actually any... That's a better question. Yeah. Is there actually any poker tips that you could give somebody? Or is it just the luck of the draw, as they say?
Oh, man, you know, it's... You know, there's a lot of... Ever since I've been learning poker, you know, I never stopped learning. So there's... probably not like one or two tips that I could give you that's going to change your, you know, poker success overnight. You know, it's definitely a process. But, you know, for what I would say is it's got to be fun, you know. The game's got to be fun. The learning's got to be fun. And as long as you're enjoying the game, then it really doesn't matter.
Well, the game is always fun when I win.
Yeah.
When I lose, I get pissy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing quieter than a bunch of losers.
The $5 buy-in is probably a little too big for you then.
Yeah.
I would try moving down in six.
I like to play at the $2 tables at the Tropicana.
Absolutely.
That's my shit.
Yeah, that's not...
I'm not
that. Yeah, I'll come join you one time.
Well, you're in Indianapolis there? Where are you?
No. Well, I've been living in L.A., but before I went out to play in the series, I packed up my stuff to move into a friend's guest house in Vegas. So right now, all my stuff's in the guest house, but now that I won the tournament, I'm contemplating buying something. I'm not sure yet.
Buy the guest house.
Do you have any money? Do you have enough? Do you have enough to spend on?
I don't know. We'll see after taxes and everything.
You should have enough money. Wait, John, you should be like a real dick and buy like a studio apartment.
Oh yeah.
Like be a dick and go like not spend it. Be like, I'm gonna buy a hobble. This little hobble. It's a one room bedroom, that's it.
No.
Yeah,
you know, that's actually like not so far-fetched, because the reason I was moving into my friend's guest house was I was going to travel around for, you know, a year or so. Mm-hmm. So I, as of right now, I don't need a place. I don't need, like, a fancy place or anything like that.
Well, what are you? Do you have a girlfriend, or do you, are you gay? Are you bi, straight? What are you? I don't even know.
Yeah, we have a lot of girls in the chat room asking about you.
Yeah,
sorry.
A lot of girls want to now date you because you have $8.8 million.
I do not have a girlfriend.
All right,
and I am straight as far as I know.
All right, Joe, you're out. Sorry, no, doesn't want to fuck you.
Kinky Katie is happy.
Kinky Katie? No, well, she has a man. So,
she does.
Yeah, so. Yeah, Kiki Candy, but I think she is a man too. So there's a lot of chicks out there. My point being, though, is if he got like a one shitty like one room apartment, then he can filter out the gold digger, because see, then he brings it back to this shithole apartment, right? Shithole.
Oh
like,
man,
real shitty.
I mean,
apartment.
You look at my phone and you look at the car I drive. There's definitely I have some filters already.
There you go. See, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not too concerned.
He drives an 87 Yugo.
Oh,
all right?
Forget about it, yeah.
It's not so far off. I drive a 2007 Camry.
Oh.
Bumper's missing, got some dents in it.
Wow.
And I love it. I don't plan on changing it out soon.
John must be drowning in the pussy.
That's part of the image.
Well, I think that's smart, though, because
absolutely.
That filters out the bullshit.
Absolutely.
No gold diggers, no bullshit. Yeah. You make sure... Because you have 8.8, he has more than that. Actually, we've looked over your financial records, and we know that you have more than that.
Yeah.
So for you to downplay it, I think would be the smart thing. That's just me.
Yeah. Well, you know what happens when the girls finally found out that you got all this money? They get mad.
Yeah.
You know, like, how could you have lied to me and taken me to Burger King when you're loaded? You know,
bitch, I let you supersize.
I mean,
as long as
you supersize it, you should be all good.
Yeah,
you got a toy.
And if you got a problem with that, then that's the filter. Yeah. You got to let her go.
Yeah, you got a toy in the Happy Meal. Be quiet.
That's right.
Shut up. So are you gonna? Because Rob, the guy that was, you know, our middleman hooking this up, he wants to know: are you going to be in Vegas August 19th to the 22nd?
August 19th to the 22nd. I'm not completely sure yet, but I'm definitely going to be out there like the 14th and 15th. And then I'm not sure what my next plans are after that.
All right, because if you are, we're going to be in town. Me and a couple of my associates are going to be in town. So now he's getting beeped at with his shitty car. Move that shit box!
That guy probably had $9 million in the trunk.
Damn right,
somewhere.
That bastard. He's walking around with his big World Series of fucking poker song. I fucking have money. Shut up.
That's right.
Because we're gonna be in town. So my plan is, are you allowed to just go to casinos and play, or do they like blacklist you? Like, does the pit boss go, not that guy? No,
not for poker. I'm not like some sort of like card counting shark or anything like that. So. Yeah. I think they'll be more than happy when I walked in there with my money.
Oh, because I was gonna bring you along, and it would have been Idiot Savant and just me, the idiot, and we would have went down there and we would have just cleaned up.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna be the Hard Rock, right?
Let's do it. This is a good game plan. I'm in.
Can you play blackjack? Do you know how to play the blackjack?
Nah, I prefer. I mean, I know the rules, but I don't know all the right moves.
Right.
But I kind of love craps. Baccarat's a lot of fun.
Ooh.
I mean, there's some games I'm definitely scared of.
I don't even know. I've always walked past the Baccarat thing and shit my pants because I know that there's like thousands upon thousands of dollars flying around in there. I have no clue how to play Baccarat.
Well, that's why it's off. It's,
you know, that's a game
room.
For true D-gen.
Are you considered now like a whale, a high roller, like when you go to Vegas and those places?
I mean, after I won, I had a casino host reach out to me, say congratulations, which I mean, obviously really smart on his part.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I think I'm sure they'd be more than happy to have me come gamble.
Yeah. It was weird. As soon as he won, David Copperfield came out of nowhere.
Nice come.
Did he take any of my money?
Yeah, imagine. I will make your money disappear.
I can tell you what.
And your pants.
Right.
What I'm trying to figure out is, like, do they let you go in? I know that you just said poker, they don't. Like, do they look at you like just, they, do you like, do they let you walk in for poker, like nonchalantly, or do they look at you like, not that fucking guy, that's John Sin. He just won the freaking $8.8 million. We're not letting him in here.
I only walked into one poker room since winning. Mm-hmm. And I've been so busy, I've only gotten to play a couple times. But it's the opposite for poker, you know. You're kind of like a celebrity, and people want to come up and talk to you and take pictures. When I went in there, one of the guys who ran the place had to, like, you know, kind of help me out and be like, hey, come on, we got to get you to the back, you know, something like that. Yeah. So,
do you get
for poker, it's different.
Yeah, Billy.
Can you have fun now, like, walk through, say you go past poker tables and you just look at people and go, no, no, I'd fold. No, double down on that, you know. Just walk by, that's, just say it.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that. Oh, yeah. Look at him. He's got
He's got two bullets.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that if I were you. Yeah. Whatever you're going to do, do the opposite.
Yeah, that's when John Sin meets Nunzio and Enzo.
Hello.
And he starts counting his knuckles that he breaks.
Thank God.
Now, since you've been only doing this for like 5 years, and now you're a world champion, and now you're the big cheese, the top banana, all those things. Do you get invited to those secret underground celebrity poker games that, like, we are not privy to? And they're like, hey, you know, Hugh Jackman's in the other room playing fucking with for some reason, Sally Jesse Raphael and a midget. You want to come in and play? Do you get to go in there?
I didn't even know something like that existed. I definitely played in my...
That's the right answer.
Oh, yeah. Even if the answer is yes, that's the answer I have to give you. So yeah. This is a poor question. You're not going to get anything out of me.
What mystery game? Shut the fuck up, Eddie. What mystery game? Rob in the chat room wants to learn how to play. He wants to learn how to play Texas Hold'em, which I think is pretty self-explanatory. I mean, Texas Hold'em, you wait for the river, you wait for you literally get the flop and the pass and all that bullshit. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why what I think you did was impressive. Cool. But I think it comes down to like 90% skill, 10% luck. No. Because you could be given any, it's how the cards are dealt to you. And cool. John made the best thing he could do. He made shit out of Shinola.
Yeah, but it took over the long haul, the serious poker player will win over the long haul. I mean, anybody can win a hand. But, you know.
But for him, the final two, it took over 10 hours and 199 hands.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
How did you survive that?
I would have to and happily admit that this is like, you know, a lot of the days that we played during the tournament, it was the best run of cards I've ever had. Right. So, I'm happy to admit that there was a lot of luck involved.
What was it like, John, when you fucking knew that you had this? Like, you knew it was done. You were the World Series of Poker champion. You knew that you were taking it all. You have $8.8 million. What was it like to know that you won the big one? What did that feel like to you?
Wow.
It was actually a little confusing, you know. I wasn't sure what had happened. It didn't, you know, the magnitude of it. I was in shock, just complete shock. I wasn't going to celebrate anyway because that's not really my style. But I don't think I could have celebrated even if I wanted to, just because, you know, I was mind blown. You know, this isn't something that you actually imagine is going to happen to you. It's kind of like, what are you going to do when you win the lottery type of thing? Like, I don't really know.
That's a good question, John. When you're playing, do you think about the money or do you think about the game? I mean, are you more concentrated or are you worried about the money?
Definitely more worried about the game. I've developed a mentality of, you know, it doesn't really matter what the results are as long as, you know, you're enjoying the game and the process.
Yeah.
You got to enjoy the journey, you know? And so as long as that happens, then you can't worry too much about where you play.
Has anybody contacted you about, besides me, about my $5? Has anyone contacted you with, like, coming out of the woodwork? Like, I used to date you in, the 90s, and I wanted to know.
Hey, remember me, Cousin Freddie?
Yeah. Like, did anyone come out of the woodwork?
You know, As far as like borrowing money and stuff goes, I had a deep run 2 years ago where, you know, that definitely happened a little bit, but I think because of that and because people know my character and like who I am, it hasn't really happened to me that much.
Did you get laid right after? I would have got laid right after.
First thing I would have done, yeah.
I would have literally been like,
get rid of the I didn't get laid for a long time just because I was so busy. I know that's crazy to say, but wow. That's the truth.
You're the release.
I honestly, dude, I'm not even joking. If I won $8.8 million, I think my pants would have been off during the celebration.
Are you kidding?
I would have been like, yeah, that's right. Pulling my pants down. The whole fucking time.
Definitely $100,000 we went on.
Oh, my God. Dude, I won.
Send him up to the room, please.
I walked away one time when we were in Vegas. Yeah. I walked away with, like, I think I walked away with $1,100, right? Because I kept putting the $100 chips in my friend's wife's purse.
Okay.
Right? I'm like, I'm not touching that. So every time I got $100, I threw it in the purse. So I didn't know. I walked away with $1,100. I literally went back to my room and jerked off frantically in celebration. I'm like, I'm rich. I won shit compared to you. Do you understand?
After winning, the main things have just been so crazy. Like a lot of things you wouldn't expect come up. And I was just thinking to myself, like, if I had gotten like second or third, the partying would have been insane. But because I won, I was kind of like kept on edge, like, okay, what's going to happen next? Like, you know, stay on your toes type of thing.
See, that's what I think though, because we've never been put in that predicament.
Yeah,
we call ourselves the uncrowned kings of reality radio because we've never been allowed to have the crown.
That's true.
So we wouldn't know what happens when we actually are given the crown.
They'll never give it to us.
Yeah, that next day we don't know what's going to happen. I understand. I'm starting to get now.
Sure, yeah.
John Sin, by the way, the World Series of Poker world champion on the phone, $8.8 million richer. When you win that much money, I can get being kind of, you know, mind fucked because you're sitting there and you're not, you have no clue.
Sure.
Like, are people going to come after me? Are people going to, like, because they know who I am now. Do I got to hire a big black bodyguard named Tito? Or, like, what do you do? Because you don't.
So much paranoia as much as like I'm looking out for opportunities. But it is interesting. I feel like I'm being a lot more careful with my money now than before I won the main.
Well, that's what I mean. You're going to be more careful. I'm not just talking about paranoia. I'm talking about how, like, you don't know which way is up at that point because you have a shitload of money. But you want to, like, you don't know what, you've never had that much money.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, you've never had that, but, like, you've been a millionaire before, but this is, like, a lot of money.
This creates more of a headache.
This is life-changing money.
Yeah, this is literally the expression, more money, more problems.
Well, yeah.
Because you have that much money, it could be an issue down the road.
John said, that's life-changing money.
Yeah. Also, what I found interesting was after I won, I started getting so much shit for free, and I was just like, it's really true what they say, the rich get richer.
Absolutely.
You know, I didn't pay for anything for like a week.
John, we wouldn't know that, thanks.
I'm just trying to give you guys the insight.
Oh, please.
Sorry, I'm not trying to rub it in.
It's okay, Moses, come down from the hill and tell us what's going on.
But that is so true, you know.
Bring those solid gold tablets. Come on, bring them over.
I'm just trying to prepare you for when it happens to you.
Here's what you're doing. When we're in Vegas together, all right, because we're going to have some lesbians there. We're going to have Rob. We're going to have Danny, me, everybody. We need to hang out. You need to show us what it's like to be you for 24 hours. Let us climb
that's
off
gonna
you.
Be, I'm telling you right now, you guys are going to be really disappointed.
We're all going to be...
whatever you think happens in the mind of, like, the World Series winner, at, like, you know, a few weeks after it happens, it's probably completely different.
We're all going to be sitting
I'm going to make one of those... I'm going to make one of those memes for you, like, what my parents think I do, what you think I do, and what I really do.
We're all going to be sitting on John's fucking couch, eating Top Ramen, just going,
can you guys make sure this appointment is, you know, is scheduled?
I brought lesbians with us. Yeah, but, you know, I'm bored already. Come on. Oh, it's fucking great. One other, by the way, because I noticed that your name came up for other. What other radio shows have you done so far?
I've done a decent amount. I just got done with Shade 45.
That's who I
Barstool Sports.
There you go.
Sorry.
No, because I work at SiriusXM as well. So maybe if you're free, I'll forward your name out there to some other people because I want to get you more exposure because I think you're a nice guy.
Yes, sir.
I really appreciate that. That actually means a lot to me.
That'll cost you 1.5.
Very.
I mean, I have like 7.2 mil at this point that I could spend. So
okay,
I'll take the 0.2.
Okay.
You can keep the 7. That's fine. I mean, I don't want to be greedy.
What's that?
Silly. Silly Johnson. I don't want to be greedy. All right. So now before we let you go, last question. What's next for Johnson? What's next? What do you do now?
It's been crazy busy. Like every day I've had like an average of like 3 to 4 interviews and stuff like that. But I think after Friday I had like 5 days free and I have an agent and a PR lady now, and I was just like, hey, if there's nothing in the I don't know what you call it, if there's nothing pending, I'd like to go to Europe and visit my nephew. So I'm going to start working on flights and get out there and see the little guy.
See, Johnson's a nice guy.
I know, yeah.
Down to earth. Sure, he's better than
all of us. The real partying I'm saving for when you guys get to Vegas. Don't worry about that.
Damn right. Top Robin for everybody. Nice. Yes, Johnson. Thank you for being on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
How can people check you out? Is there like a website? You got the Twitter there. I know it's John_Cynn, CYNN.
And I don't, you know, I haven't historically updated my Insta too much, but I am planning on doing that. And that one's just JCYNN.
There you go. That'll be the one where when he updates the Instagram, ladies, it'll be him naked in a tub full of money.
I mean, I might have to do it now that you said it.
Enjoy it, ladies. John,
I will tag you.
Thank you. Hashtag, you can do at Uncle Eddie 13 is my Twitter.
Or we could just set this up in Vegas and you and I could be in a tub together.
That's fine, John. I know you're not gay, but fuck it. I'll fuck in the ass and take your money. I don't care.
There won't be enough room in the tub.
Yeah. But he's got 8.8. He's got $7.2 million, we've discussed.
It'll be a world.
He's got $7.2 million. I think we both can fit in the tub he's got.
Okay.
I'm just saying. His tub is like the Caesar's Fountains in fucking Vegas.
Okay.
John, thank you for being on the show, man. I wish you nothing but continued success, and I hope you do end up seeing that kid that you want to see. I think that's the way. You're humble and you're down to earth, and goddamn, you got more money than me.
Yes.
Round of applause.
Yeah, it might not always be the case.
Don't worry, I'll beat you one day, John.
Not in poker.
Wait till we play Goldfish. That's right. You got any fours? Go fish.
That's the bigger
one. There you go.
Show you.
Yeah. All right, John.
Get the hustle ready.
Please. I'll talk to you later, John, man. Nice to meet you.
Hello, buddy.
All right.
Later. Bye. Johnson, everybody.
Nice guy.
By the way, CYNN. If everyone's like trying to spell it, it's Johnson.
Yeah.
CYNN.
Not S-I-N.
Outstanding fucking guy. I think he was a great interview. I think he's a down-to-earth motherfucker. Billy, do we have to go to break?
Yes, we do.
I think we should go to break then. It's the Ham Radio Show. We are only, 8.8 million dollars away from being as rich as John Cynn. We'll be right back after these words.
More like 10.
You are a rich, gooey devil's food cake that I want to drop my face into and go.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
I bet they're not sick of this song. No! No, no, no!
Who's not singing? So
if you ask me why, I like the way I play it.
Yeah, baby!
I can say to you, I wanna rock! It's the Ham Radio Show. Yeah!
We are back.
To rock! Ah! By the way, Gina is in the Facebook Live suite.
Okay.
To answer your question, I'm wearing the boxers, well, the boxer briefs under my shorts that I took the picture of and sent you.
Oh, you
so
have,
there you go.
You have boxer briefs and shorts on?
No, under my shorts. I'm wearing shorts.
Shorts.
Regular shorts.
Regular shorts, yeah.
And I'm wearing blue boxer briefs under my shorts.
Okay.
And Gina was saying, well, how do you like it? Because she wrote, what are you wearing under your clothes? And I answer her question.
Oh, okay.
Because I ask Gina all the time. Gina was wearing scrubs.
What? That's the hospital stuff, right?
Yeah. And I think chicks...
That's very sexy.
Yes, that's fucking...
Sexy.
And besides, Gina's fucking ridiculously hot.
Ooh.
And I imagine that Gina's wearing, like, little panties.
Oh, like a French cut...
Yeah, so she doesn't get lines. Because
oh, like
you don't want lines on your scrubs.
No. A lot of girls don't wear underwear for that reason.
I would imagine Gina has boy cut panties on. That's just me.
Boy cut.
Like
DVDs?
No, boy cut, which is They're not really a G-string. There's like a half line, and then a half of her butt cheeks hang out.
It's like a jock strap?
No, no, a little bit different. You never saw boy cup panties?
I never heard the term.
Oh, they're fucking nice. Oh, you know, Gina's not wearing panties at all.
See, I told
nice.
You. Can you send me a picture?
Can you send those fucking scrubs to me?
Yeah.
I don't even care if you were hanging out with Billy and it says, hello, AIDS.
Yeah.
No, that's not even funny.
Goddamn.
It's very comfortable. But
you do have a huge ass, and it's fucking beautiful. Shut up, Gina. God damn it. I want to wear that ass as a hat. I want to wear it as a breathing apparatus. Car wash your hiney hole. Yeah. See, that's the problem. Girls always think that they're never, like, girls. Like, I'm fucking in fourth grade. Women, in general, women think that they are, without question, always bigger than they fucking are.
Oh, absolutely.
They think they're ugly. They're all these things.
That's where all that anorexia and bulimia shit.
Yeah, they all have fucking mental problems and eating disorders and body deformia, whatever the fuck it is.
When I got married to my wife was...
Dysmorphia, is it called?
When I got married to my wife, she was 110 pounds and she was trying to lose 10 pounds.
Because she's insane.
She was trying to cut off your head? Yeah, sure.
If you look at a picture, first off, if you look at a picture of Gina, all right, Gina is, I know, I like your ass too. She goes, I like my ass. I like your ass too.
So do we all,
Gina's face alone, let's just use Gina as the example.
Okay.
Gina has a face that will stop traffic because men will be looking at her while they're driving and getting hard-ons and crashing their cars. Ooh. Because she's that fucking beautiful. All right? Just her face, let alone the body. Okay? Just the face.
Yeah.
Now, she has that nice duper. I prefer, I like her duper.
Of course.
Her duper is nice and juicy, nice little hiney. Very nice. She has beautiful breasts.
Blueness.
Not giant titties. How big are your boobies? I don't think that they're that big. They're nice. They're not horrible. They're fucking, I would say C's. I don't think that there are any. I think maybe 30HC.
You just want to seize them.
Oh, I would like to seize them all. Seize them and see them at the same time. I would say, I want to say 30HC.
That's pretty big.
That's pretty big. Yeah. That is. 36 double D. Boy, was I fucking wrong.
Well, no.
You carry them well, Gina.
Yeah, exactly.
Gina's titties are nice.
You package everything so well, he's saying.
Pretty wild, though.
Yes. Gina's titties are rather nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very nice.
Are you getting a phone call now?
No, I have. There's a missing child.
Again?
Oh, I hate that.
So we'll put it out. If anybody's listening, missing 13-year-old Sierra, last seen 7:30 about 5 a.m. on 76th Street and 17th Avenue in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
If you see her or know her whereabouts, please contact the 62nd Precinct.
It's my old neighborhood.
Detective Square, and there's a number that I don't have in front of me. There is a number, but there is no number.
When was she last seen?
So contact the 62nd Precinct.
62.
The 62.
So
76th and 17th Avenue.
Yeah.
So... let me tell the person, just said it on air. So,
there you go.
That way, somebody, if anybody has seen that,
we're then you'll sharing be fine. Our information.
Well, because people from time to time do send me stuff that I have to.
Well, that's serious stuff. You know, you always worry about your kids, you know.
Back onto boobies. Gina says her titties are too big. You never saw them. No, I've seen them in clothes. Gina, I've seen them. No, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. I saw them when you actually one time broke down and sent me the picture of your bra.
You did.
I saw those. Oh. And let me tell you, I jerked off. Those titties were nice.
Well,
so I'm not going to lie to you. Those were nice boobies.
I'm telling you.
I did not think that they were 36 double Ds, quite frankly.
Now he's going to go home and use the other hand.
Damn right. I'm going to change it up.
Walk around with a ruler? You don't know.
I have a good gauge. Even though boobs are not my favorite thing in the world, I have a good gauge on that.
I can't. You ask me how tall you are, I would say you're 7 feet tall, but you're not. I know.
No, I'm not 7 feet tall.
Maybe
that's
6 feet tall.
I'm about 5'9". That's about it. And that's all it really says on my... on my driver's license, but I don't think I'm 5'9". Billy, how tall are you?
Like
six foot.
6 foot, at least, yeah.
Where the hell is
I'm
the...
6 foot.
Are you taller than me?
I don't know.
Oh, it's on my Twitter, not
I think you're taller. You win.
Yeah.
Speaking of another thing, I have to actually throw this out there.
I'm 5'11".
5'11"?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. If you go to my Twitter, Uncle Eddie 13, I just retweeted something for Kinky Katie.
Okay.
Kinky Katie is, she wants to, she's raising money. She's doing a GoFundMe.
For who?
For her to go to ScareCon.
All right.
She's been doing those, what do you call that, those B-movies where right. she shows her boobies. The horror movies.
Yeah.
And she goes out there, so she's definitely, she wants to raise some money to go to ScareCon, which is in New York. So she's going to raise some money, and if she does get go all the way, she's going to come on, hang out on the show, and do that right there, and be a part of it. So she's asking for everybody's help.
Oh, yeah.
What did I miss?
Remember the thing
Scooby
that Kinky
snacks.
Remember the thing that Kinky Katie sent me?
Uh-huh.
She wanted me, so I'll do it on the air. If I did a missing kid talked about Gina's titties, I sure as hell can help out Kinky Katie.
Absolutely.
You would think so, yeah.
Since Kinky Katie is a friend of mine. So the link is on. If you go to Uncle Eddie 13, I retweeted it. Go to the link, help her raise some money, help her go to ScareCon. So she can. The girl deserves the career that she wants. She's good at it. She's been in a lot of little low-budget horror movies, and she's talented at it.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? That's what she deserves. The girl deserves a career, and anything you could do to help out somebody get their career mm-hmm. going is what you should do. You should help out.
Yes.
That's what you should do.
Support the artists.
Yeah, no, support them.
I always believe in that. You have to give people a leg up if you can.
Yeah. And if I'm in a position of power where I have a microphone that people do listen to and people
sure.
do care about,
absolutely.
If you can go to Uncle Eddie 13 on Twitter,
yeah.
see the link, help her out, get her there. There also, we had the missing kid thing we just did. Mm-hmm. We talked about Gina's titties, her 36 double Ds, which she thinks are too big, but
sure.
I don't. I think
you're not the one with the back aches.
I will give her a fucking massage. Don't worry about it. Trish is saying that Trish's titties are too big, and she has back pain too.
Oh yeah,
from
that,
it.
I hear especially
Trish. How big are your tits?
Oh, Trish.
Let's just play the game. How big are your titties today?
Yeah, 742.
By the way, and Rob, fucking stop trying to jump on Gina. She's mine. God damn it. Fucking people, literally. They just come out of nowhere.
It's true. When girls with big breasts, when they get older, they sag. It's, no disrespect.
It pulls down.
It pulls down, and they all get back trouble.
Or
they
got to
go for breast reductions and things like that. And
the small ones, yes.
The small ones, yeah. If you can, yeah.
It's fucking, you know what it is? But the thing is that women, it's crazy shit. It's just crazy. Women think that men want, first off, not every man's a tit guy, ladies.
Oh, no, absolutely.
I want you to understand that.
I'm not a tit guy.
Yeah.
I like flat-chested women. I really do.
Totally flat?
Well, not totally flat, but a little
like
bit.
Like A cups? B cups? What are you talking about?
Pimples.
Pimples? A little just nipples? Just bing? Nothing?
Oh, you just put a gloss over them?
Yeah.
No,
it's like reading Braille.
Did you guys...
You got like titty fucker using your pinky? What are you talking about? How small are you talking
about? Did you guys watch The Affair on HBO?
I've seen The Affair, yeah.
Have you seen that?
I've seen it.
This week...
I have perused...
This week, one of the girls that they fucked on that. She had
one of the girls they fucked. Well, Billy, write that down.
They had the nude scene. This girl, I forgot her name of the actress, but she had the perfect body.
Perfect body.
Boobies.
Thin. The boobies were like.
Joe, did you jerk off to The Affair?
Just like
you're sitting in it.
Ooh.
They were like mounds, but very small and petite mounds, and they were beautiful. I mean, what a great body she had.
Well, Gina's saying that she wants to get a B cup.
What is a B?
A B cup. She's in a D. She's in
a
double D now.
Than a D.
Is that about the size of, see the size of
No,
that?
That's an A.
That's a good, that's a
This
good.
Is like an A cup.
An A?
That would be like an A cup, ladies. Well, am I wrong there? That's about an A cup.
I like a girl who doesn't need a bra.
That's training bra size.
Yeah.
Well, but there's some nice nipples on that training bra.
Oh, yeah. You have to have a little bit. Yeah, but that's,
so if I smack it, it'll ring?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll go
well. I mean,
well.
Big tits are nice, too. I mean, but,
it's nice to throw dollars
at,
it's
right? The same thing about penises. Everybody thinks, girls like big penises, girls like big
trust
penises.
Trust me, I live it every day.
Yeah, it's not true. I mean,
that's right, girlfriend.
Some girls do it, some girls don't. Huh. And they can get off. You can get off on any size penis.
I'm going to let you in on a little bit of a story.
Okay.
One of the funny. Remember, I'm already up in 2018. I'm up to... two more sexual partners. Remember we've discussed
this?
So I had sex we're talking about the first one, not the second one. Okay. She honestly pulled down my pants, and she, I mean, out loud.
Giggled?
No. Quite the opposite. And wow. I was shocked. She goes, "You're fucking huge." Wow. And I went,
"Yeah,
what?
I am."
Yeah. Yeah. One part of my brain went, "Shut up, stupid. Say yeah." So I went,
"Belly?
Yeah." No, she goes, she looked at me, because I always say, I got a fat cock. I don't have a long cock. So she goes, "You're fucking huge. What are you talking about? You're small." And then she proceeded to fuck me. Yeah. And it was great. Yeah. It was outstanding.
I bet you got bigger when you said that.
Oh, I got huge. It was monstrous. I became a black guy. It was fucking monstrous.
I know.
But what I'm saying is, like, you don't, I think, the same as women, mm-hmm. men, like you were talking about penis size,
uh-huh.
we don't know at all what the fuck we're actually packing. We have no clue what we're actually packing. We have an idea. We have an obstructive view. We have an idea.
That's true.
We have an idea of. But, like, and women have an idea of, like, their tits. They have an idea. Oh, or, like, their fucking, their ass. Like, Gina goes, "Oh, I have a big ass." But she likes her ass. Her ass is gorgeous.
How does she know? She never sees it.
But that's what I'm saying. She has an obstructive view. Yeah, she wouldn't know
absolutely.
If she had, a gigantic ass that she thinks she has a gigantic ass.
Mirrors magnify everything.
Yeah. It's just funny. Yeah, I just find it funny.
It's a different view, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I just find it funny when you don't know what you got mm-hmm. until, like you were saying, until someone else tells you,
yeah.
"Hey, those are nice tits. Hey, you got a nice dick. Hey, your ass is fucking..." You don't know. You have no clue. And that's the scariest part. It's the unveiling.
That's right.
While you're standing there and you go, "Okay, she's getting naked. That means I got to get naked. Shit."
Right.
And then, like, she pulled down my pants and she goes, "What are you fucking... You're huge." I must have been bigger than the guy that she was with. Because,
yeah.
by the way, she cheated on him. You're part of the story.
Yeah.
But she cheated on whoever, and he must have a small winky. Mm. I must be Godzilla in the pants compared to this guy. And that means, if I'm Godzilla, this guy is you should just kill yourself.
Yeah.
You should just throw yourself off a bridge. Because that means you have a button.
Yeah.
You have like a button penis.
You know, I was reading on Facebook now, the bush is back. They said,
"What, the bush? Wait a minute, they're growing bush back?"
Yeah, that's what was on Facebook. It's the bush is back. Everybody, all the girls
that's
are growing
because,
bushes again.
Yeah, the whole au naturel, the underarm,
yeah,
all natural, and all
the
it
whole
is,
bit,
let
yeah.
it all just
I don't,
go.
I don't hate bush.
No, never
I like, but I like it. It has to be neatly trimmed. The same way if I'm trimming my balls to make sure why nair my shit.
So you can see it.
Yeah, it makes it look bigger. Yeah. That's exactly what happened. I must have naired my balls. She goes, "It's huge.
It's huge.
Look at this one tree in a forest."
God.
But the fact still is that, like, if you maintain it, as long as it doesn't look like a fucking African safari down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I know. So some of them, like, it starts on their navel. And of course,
it's like the old joke. You don't want to look like you have Whoopi Goldberg and a head scissors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's that kind of, you don't want that. But a landing strip, you know what I mean? Like, I imagine that Gina has hair down there.
Yeah.
I don't think she's fully shaven.
Okay.
But I think landing strip or Hitler mustache.
Oh, Hitler mustache.
That's what I would say. That's
interesting.
Now, like Trish, who wants to call in after the break.
Okay.
I say Trish, call in later.
After the break.
I say Trish, totally shaven.
Yeah.
Because she thinks that looks amazing.
Well, you know.
In her brain.
To each his own. You know.
She puts frosting on it and then shaves it off.
Yeah. Gina says she's got a family of Sopranos living in hers. So. I'd still go out there and I'd fucking hang out with every one of them.
Family of Sopranos. You get too close, they just start singing.
The gangsters.
Or they whack you. Yeah, either way.
Yeah.
Rob is saying, hashtag no bush. Giggles said she doesn't want any bush. Does Giggles have any bush? Anything? Like any hair at all? Or
all
is she clean?
Well. All is well.
All right, so that's Billy saying yes. She's got bald eagle.
Okay.
She's got nothing going on down there. I prefer a little bit of hair, I think.
Yeah,
a little bit, not crazy.
I'm like you. I like the runway, the landing
strip. I like a little landing strip. I like to rub my tongue on it.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It's good. But, you know, most of the porn movies that you watch, everybody's shaving
yeah.
these days, you know. But, you know.
It actually surprises you when you see hair.
Yeah, really. Like, it really, wow,
you're like,
that,
wow, what
man?
The fuck?
Yeah.
This lady has a deformity. What the fuck is this?
What's this? Yeah. Shit, Google it.
What up, Marcus? Bisexual Marcus. And they visualize it. Giggle says gross. I don't know what she's actually gross out. Kim has no bush. Kim in the Facebook Live suite says she has no bush.
Yeah.
That's what today. You know what, ladies? Here's what I want you to do. In the Facebook Live suite, I want you to say bush.
Or no bush.
Or no bush.
We don't talk about George.
And then we'll just read them off and we'll just go bush, 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 no bush. Bush. We'll read them off. All right?
No.
Yes, I think no. So. We know that Giggles has no bush.
No bush.
We know that Kim has no bush.
Trish has no bush.
We know that Trish has no. Trish never answered. I answered for Trish.
Oh, you answered for Trish.
So I don't
know.
We
made that up. Yes.
I don't know if Trish. If Trish wants to take a picture and send it to us, I'll look. I don't care.
She's gonna call in. So
for scientific reasons,
kids, that just might be the dumbest idea I've ever heard ever.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Trish does say hubby shaves hers with an electric razor. That's too much.
Yes. I'd be very careful with a razor, you know. That's
just... Well, electric razor, you can't hurt yourself.
It
pulls.
So, Gina, do you have, Gina's saying it's fine, so I'm thinking that Gina has a bush.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you it smells. She goes, I smell great. I'd like to take a whiff.
Oh.
I think you probably do.
Yeah.
Well, because Gina...
Hold it right there, sausage snout.
Gina is very anal retentive, so I know that she's very clean.
Okay.
There's no doubt her pussy does not smell.
Whoa.
There's no bad smelling pussies
from
that angle. I mean, there has been. I have dealt with a few in my day.
Yeah.
But that is definitely not one of them. And if I'm ever lucky bury my face...
Yeah.
Between those beautiful thighs.
Well, we had that discussion last week where you said you wash your balls before sex. You
know? I do. I wash my ball.
You did it in a restaurant.
I did it in a restaurant bathroom.
Yeah.
I didn't want to give the girl a fucking cheese platter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want to make sure that your balls don't smell like a bag of Funyuns.
You're very considerate.
Thank you. Yeah. I am a real gentleman.
I would say so.
Yeah. Gina, no one... She's like, it really doesn't. I know it doesn't smell. Gina. Yeah. Rob is saying, what's it smell like, Gina?
Yeah.
Is it like a scratch and sniff? Yes. If you scratch it, you're going to smell it. It probably smells like, I imagine, cotton candy and heaven.
Well, that would be nice.
That's what I imagine.
Cotton candy. I like that.
I would imagine. If pussy, number one, if pussy hair was like cotton candy.
Yeah.
And pussy tasted like cotton candy.
Then you have.
We would have pussy all fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
There are times when I have muff dived. And let me tell you. So let's talk about the second one.
Okay.
On the second one, I had to muff dive the second time I ate her out because I ate her out.
Mm-hmm.
Then we fucked.
Yeah.
Then I ate her out again.
Oops.
40 minutes it took her to come. 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
I stayed down there the whole time. 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
40 minutes. Like Jacques Cousteau, I was exploring that cave.
Did you get like lockjaw or
something? A little bit. My
People
tongue.
People have to believe in something.
My tongue started to fucking. I got like a cramp in my face.
Yeah.
But I still did it because I'm a professional,
yeah.
Joe.
Well, actually, must have been slipping because, you know, 40 minutes. When you're down there, I didn't know.
She had already come, though, Joe.
Even so.
So it's not. I mean, I'm good, but I ain't that good. You got to work on it.
This was her second orgasm.
This was her second orgasm. Okay. I think that during the 40 minute one,
yeah.
I think that she had multiples throughout the. I think that she was having little ones.
Did you use the darting tongue trick?
I did the darting tongue trick. I did the back. Let me give you a little hint, gentlemen and ladies. Back of the tongue. Back of the tongue. That's the secret. Back of the tongue.
Back of the tongue.
Back of the tongue. It smells like clam juice, says Gina.
Okay.
I'd smell it. Well, it's the Ham Radio Show. Who's on my phones?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey speaking of clam juice.
How you doing, buddy?
It's Trish.
Just in time for the break.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Trish, what part of I'm going to call after the break?
It's good wait.
Did you screw that up?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you guys were back, so I called again.
Did you listen to the show, or did you just guess?
She just took a chance. Okay.
You know, 50-50. Like, I've been listening, but then, like, to call, I, like, put my phone on home screen, and then I called.
Oh, you couldn't hear over the electric razor.
I was going to say, was your hubby shaving your puss?
Yeah.
No, not tonight.
When was the last time your hubby... Take me through this for a second. When was the last time your hubby shaved your puss?
About a week ago.
About a week ago.
Ah.
Do you get stubble?
I would imagine.
No, seriously, I have a problem with stubble.
Why wouldn't you get stubble? Well, of course you would get stubble.
You know, like if you don't do it like often, you get like...
Yeah, because it's growing back. Why wouldn't you get stubble?
But it's not like your beard stubble.
Have you never seen a vagina, Joe? Like,
no, I'm talking about me.
Yeah.
You know, like... You know, you get stubble on your face and it feels one way. I get stubble, it's like barbed wire.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why women want to make sure you're good and prepared before you get down there.
Yeah.
They don't want to be stabbed.
Ow!
Dude, I had to shave my beard. Why do you think I shaved my beard off that night? I had to shave my beard off to make sure that if I was going to eat her puss, I had to fucking be fully shaven.
Well, you modern
like
guy,
Trish's pussy right. there. I had to be fully shaven.
You modern guys.
Yeah. Well, dude, if you want to get pussy, sometimes, like, the ones that have the pussy could not choose not to give you the pussy.
Oh, sure.
So if literally all I had to do was lose a beard to go down on this chick, then I wanted to bang that chick for so long that I didn't care.
This was like a childhood thing.
Not a childhood thing. It was a more recent thing, but
you
it was still good.
Lied to me?
No, I didn't lie. Swear to God.
So how you feeling, Trish? Everything okay?
I'm all right.
That's good. I was worried about you.
Thank you.
You had a terrible bruise on your was it in your hip or something?
Yeah, that was on my hip.
Yeah.
So you had a seizure in the tub?
I fainted in the tub, and then when my head hit underneath the faucet, I had a seizure.
Wow. You got to be careful, honey.
Yeah, you might drown, stupid.
What's the prognosis over here? What are they doing for you?
Colonoscopy.
They're still doing tests and everything. Neurology still says I'm not a candidate for social security for some reason and that I have to keep working.
Oh, wow.
Ah.
What? So they think that you're faking it?
Not so much. He probably doesn't have it serious enough.
Right.
Thank God.
So what's it going to take?
He thinks it's the anxiety.
So what do you think it's going to take for you to get social? Like, do you have to, like, lose a limb?
I don't know.
It's one of these things that has to, I guess, occur enough that it totally affects all your functions throughout the day.
Yeah, truth of the matter is, Chris, you just have to keep complaining about it, and eventually they'll say, okay.
But that's the thing. It does. Like, it's happened at the gas station. It's happened at the daycare center.
Wow.
Think about when you...
Trish,
you should have them just ask you basic questions. Like we do. They should play potato with you. That you're dumb as a potato, and they should play that with you.
Yeah,
and then they'll see how dumb you are, and they'll just.
It's not that. You should make a lawsuit against who you're working for.
Why?
The pressure
because it happens
caused
on
that
the
to
job.
Happen.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
How is she gonna? She's bringing the fucking seizures to the table. How do you sue your fucking job?
If it happens at work, it's work related.
How is it work related? She's the one that has the seizures.
But the pressure of the job is creating the detention and all of that, which causes the seizure, perhaps. See, this is why you need
a lawyer. Did just get corporate and human resources involved and threw my boss under the bus.
There you go.
Well, that's because your boss wanted to do hashtag Me Too stuff to you.
Fuck him, Trish.
I bet he gets Social Security for being run over by a bus.
This
is why we have to go to a break.
Screw.
Trish, how big are your tits? We were asking.
Oh, yeah, they're big.
44 double B.
God damn. Those fucking udders.
You win the prize.
Yeah, and I'm like 4'11", so they hurt.
Oh, wow.
Well, I would maybe your tits are the reason you have seizures. Yeah. Did you ever think of that?
You are going to need
I don't know.
You're going to need a back brace soon.
Yeah.
Be careful.
She's going to be like she's going to have seizures, a hunchback.
Trish, when you have these seizures, do everything you can to fall forward cuz you're just going to bounce right
back
up.
Yeah, land on your tits.
You're young, Trish. Yeah. How old are you? You're in your early 30s?
I'm going to be 33 in December. I'm getting old.
I know. To me, you're a baby.
Rob wants to see your giant tits.
Mm. They are big.
So if you want to send a picture, we'll show Rob your tits.
Rob is like me.
Get ready for a surprise.
I would look at Trish's tits.
Oh, absolutely.
If Trish wanted, I wouldn't look at her pussy because she's married.
Well, of course not.
But I would look at her tits, I think. I think your tits are nothing.
She
can
ride a subway like that. It's fine.
Yeah, I think your tits are. I think your tits are commonplace.
I think you got a point there, but I think when you have over a certain size, like if you're a 44D, you can't ride the subway with those tits out. You can't.
Why? As long as you're going about your business.
Right.
If you're 32. A, you could do it.
No, I think the tits. You shall not.
That's discriminating.
Yeah, you're persecuting tits. Yeah,
this isn't Great Adventure.
Why
you
would
must
I be on
this
subway?
Big to ride.
Can you imagine rush hour?
Shut up, right? Trister. Imagine your tits out.
Can you imagine rush hour and you're hanging on the pole and she's got like 44 D's.
Burping.
Bang, boom, going back and forth.
It's no worse than everybody running around with backpacks smacking the shit out of you.
Another seat for
I usually ride the subway with my dick out.
Most people do that.
That's nice.
That's another thing that happens a lot.
You're not alone in that case.
Yeah.
Trish,
I don't like public transportation.
Oh.
Trish, do you like the balls shaved or do you like just your puss shaved?
He'll shave sometimes, so I mean it doesn't matter.
Do you shave his balls if he shaves your puss?
Sometimes. Sometimes he just does his own thing though, so.
Oh, you guys are like really meant to be together. That's some good
absolutely.
Shit.
Absolutely. They're a good couple.
And
they're
the break should have come.
All right, Trish, we gotta go to break because Billy's gonna fucking cry.
I know, yeah.
So
boy, is this great.
I'll talk to you later, okay, Trish?
I'll keep you guys posted.
All right, please don't have another seizure and have your man shave your fucking your twat. And if you can, show Rob your tits, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Put them in the chat room. I'll look at your tits.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Thanks, Trish.
Bye-bye,
I would look at her tits.
Sure.
I would totally take a gander at those fucking fun bits.
I think you'd take a gander at anybody's tits.
Billy, you know you'd look. Stop being a white knight. If she showed her tits, you'd look. 718-5.
I have very nice tits, by the way.
You do. I've seen them.
I really do. Yeah, I mean,
I've seen your ass and your tits. I got to go to break, though.
I don't have much
Can I go to break before Billy fucking cries?
Okay.
718-577-1389 is the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back with Trish's tits.
Yeah.
And more show after these words.
I lied. I'm not going.
God
Just in case
it.
You thought we were trained professionals. Guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your asshole. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see...
Ham Radio.
Praise...
Ham Radio.
Oh, shit!
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/HamRadioShow.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
Tequila!
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. Ondemandsalon.com.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What are you, stupid?
Yeah. 17 days, 21 hours, that's all that's left. Until Uncle Eddie and Danny and the rest of TheEDPub.com, that's TheEDPub.com, take over Las Vegas, Nevada. That's right, it's the Expo Splash Bash is what you're going to be invited to if you want to go, that is. Of course, all apart with the $10,000 bikini contest as well that I get to judge. Yes, I'm one of the judges live from the Hard Rock World Famous Rehab Pool. I will be there. Tons of other people will be there. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be nutty. It's going to be amazing. For more information, go to TheEDPub.com. That's TheEDPub.com. And remember, Religion Tequila is the proud sponsor, the official sponsor of the 2018 Expo. Remember, our vision, our devotion, our religion, 100% organic, handcrafted tequila. It is Nahoo! Religion Tequila. For more information on them, go to ReligionTequila.com. And for everything else that you need to know, go to TheEDPub.com. That's TheEDPub.com. Yes! TheEDPub.com. Baby! I see you in Vegas, bitches.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Following a sprained ankle, production is halted on Lindsay Lohan's upcoming MTV reality show. Thank goodness she picked an unscripted show. The last thing Lindsay Lohan needs is more lines under her nose. Corey Feldman called police after internet haters repeatedly harassed the child actor via social media. If Corey Feldman's accusations of high-powered producers and directors involved in an underground Hollywood pedophilia ring are true, this would be Feldman's second time with damaging keystrokes. Happy birthday to Arnold Schwarzenegger, who turned 70 years old yesterday, and who is now changing his signature tagline to, I'll be, oh, my back. The Kardashians hosted a recent charity poker tournament featuring a veritable who's who of Hollywood. Rest assured, the Kardashians had their poker faces on tight, which left only minimal scarring.
And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter, @RockinWrap-Up.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I get my arm bleeding. This is my last resort.
Yeah! Do you even care if I die bleeding? Yeah, I know. Kind of set that up for Billy.
You asked. Oh, I give you an answer.
Tell me I'm fine. Losing my sight. Losing my mind. Wish somebody would tell me I'm fine.
Yeah, but you tell these people they're fine, and then they tell you you don't understand. So,
718. 577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. Hi. Come on. Where do I begin? We are live. HamRadioShow.com, Berkeley Unfiltered Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. It's the last like 20 minutes of the show. Sit back, put your funny pants on. How are you? Did you want to read your thing, Joe?
No, I was just looking at the papers, and I just saw that the Mets lost the game 25-4.
25-4. They were taking on the Nationals, right?
Yeah. How could anybody score 25 runs in 9 innings? It's impossible. They must have killed them.
They played the Mets.
They were kicking their ass, and the Mets put in the shortstop to finish out the game.
Really?
I mean, yeah, they put him in the pitch, and
God almighty. They just
hey, at least they got two safeties out of it.
I guess,
You know, they did okay.
I've never heard that, so it sounds like a football score, for Christ's sake.
That was what I just joked about.
Yeah.
Oh, you said that?
Yes.
Yeah, but Bill, you have to wait for Billy's jokes to make sense. Oh. So nod your head.
I don't pay
attention. Even though I'm radio, go,
I don't pay attention.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Just do that.
I'm just saying, at the end of the day, it's insane that the Mets lost like that.
I can't believe it.
There is no way in hell.
It's not the Little League. They don't give you the 10-run rule.
They should give you the mercy rule. They should have definitely had the mercy rule in that game.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Guys, but they're not going to.
But they should have.
Jen Osillo must be crying. She's a diehard Met fan.
This would be true.
Yeah. Well,
Yes.
Oh, by the way, we're getting told that John Sin loved the interview.
Oh, I like John Sin. He's a great guy.
Tell him we loved him.
Yeah. Too.
He was awesome.
He had a great sense of humor.
You want that too?
Yes.
Great sense of humor.
And ask him if he'll buy us some good humor. I can use some ice
cream. Can we borrow
some good humor?
A nickel.
Some cash for ass.
So,
okay.
That's great.
I send it out.
Cash for ass.
Joe, what else?
Cash for ass.
You got anything in the news?
Oh, wait, he's doing the actual bit?
That might be
worthwhile
for us.
Wait, I got to play the thing here. Hold on for a minute. Let me make that sure that's here. It's time for Joe Reed's headlines.
Okay.
So hot.
There you go, Joe.
Well, it's National Girlfriends Day. It's Spider-Man Day. It's World Lung Cancer Day. And Llamas Day.
It's National Llamas Day.
Oh, Llamas?
Llamas, the animal.
Oh, I know.
You dumb.
You know, that
animal
makes more sense because I didn't know what a llamas was.
You don't know what
Quit smiling, you idiot. You're supposed to be a professional.
It's, what was that, Lorenzo Llamas?
I think so.
It's National Lorenzo Llamas Day.
Anyway, great piece of information. On this day in 1981, MTV began broadcasting.
Yes. Right.
And the first video shown was Video Killed the Radio Star by the Boogles. Buggles.
Video killed the radio star.
On this day in 1936, Berlin's Summer Olympics began. Who gives a shit?
Wow.
This is how the news This is how the news should be read on TV.
I'm sure Jesse Owens could care less about that. Holy shit.
I don't know about this. You know, some of this stuff is really fucking dumb, man. I mean, and this is supposed to be news, you know. What do you think about the replacement price? What at a dollar amount should be replacing the thing? I don't understand this. What is it? What is replacing the dollar?
You're the one reading the news.
None of us know what that was.
Wait, I have no idea.
Wait. Go back one.
Okay, this is National Girlfriend's Day.
National Girlfriend's
Day. It is not Valentine's Day in the summer. This is to celebrate your girlfriend.
Right, no. not your wife?
Not your wife.
You don't celebrate your wife, no, you celebrate the guma.
That's right.
Okay.
You celebrate this kid, it's for guys who are just cheating on their wives and flirting with their girls at the office and fantasizing about how they would like to take them home and stick it in their cooler.
But in their cooler?
In the cooler.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know. Oh, they have a new scale out. This scale shows your weight in colors. It doesn't tell you your weight.
In colors?
In colors, yeah. It's a new scale. You know, it's like if you blew.
Are we that much of a fucking pussy nation that we have to have colors tell us our weight?
If you go into the blue or the pink, you're okay. If you go into the green, you're getting a little off there. If you go into the red, get the fuck out of here. Stop with the burgers.
You broke it.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
The worst one is dark gray. Dark gray is like, you know, 500 pounds.
Wow.
I like this stuff, Joe. You're doing well.
Yeah, this is a good bit. I like
this. This is important stuff. This is important stuff. You know.
Go ahead, read on.
I'm just looking through.
Trying to find the good stuff, huh?
Another unidentified woman said to be an acquaintance of the Moonvies. What's the movie? MOONVES. Movies.
Okay.
Is that movies like seeing a movie?
I think it's a company. Movies.
Oh, okay. Reported three incidents. One from 1986.
Are you reading just the middle of the story?
He's talking about Moonves.
A Moonves. Oh, from CBS.
Oh, I didn't.
You're literally.
Wait.
Hold on.
I didn't read the.
He didn't read the beginning of the story.
No, I didn't.
We don't need that part.
I was gonna read.
It's right here. Yeah. That's the beginning of the story. Les Moonves. Yeah.
Less.
Less is more.
Okay.
Yes.
You know. Prosecutors declined sex abuse charges. And I don't blame them. Something that happened 10 years ago, they should say it then. You know, don't come out 10 years later and say, he touched my dooley. You know, Les Munoz doesn't have to worry about one of the allegations against him. In December, a woman told the LAPD the CEO of, I got to turn the page now.
Yes.
CBS.
Hey, Billy got it right.
What a guess.
Sexually abused her in the 1980s. I mean, the 1980s?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like
everybody
years
was
ago.
Doing that in the 80s.
Yeah. There was sexual abuse in the 1980s. They didn't have sexual abuse in the 1980s.
Well, yeah,
I'm pretty sure they did.
No, they didn't. It didn't come out till later.
Now, you pulled a boner tonight, and you know it.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it still be sexual harassment?
No. It wasn't, because it wasn't acceptable then.
In the 60s,
it was okay.
It was mandatory.
Sure, yeah. If you wanted a girl to like you, you had to go over there and say, hey, honey, how about it? Dude, you don't want to go see my fudgicle, you know?
Nobody said fudgicle.
I want to show you my fudgicle. You want to bite up my walnut?
I hate chocolate. Yeah,
would you finish the news, huh? Okay.
CBS sexually abused.
CBS sexually abused. No,
that's what it says here. No, really. But prosecutors have declined to pursue the case because the statute of limitation has expired. I told you it was okay.
Joe thought the statute of limitations was an actual statute.
That's right. Yeah. It's a limited statue. It's like when they only make five of them, it's unlimited.
Would you fucking read?
The unidentified woman said to be an acquaintance of movies.
Moonves.
Oh, Moonves. Is that Spanish? Moonves?
I don't know.
Reported three incidents, one in 1986 and two in 1988.
I just know he'll never be our boss.
No, I hope not. No.
You want to make it real fun, just tell him it's Julie
Chen's
husband.
This comes on the heels of a New Yorker.
It's Julie Chen's husband.
Yeah. Expose in which six women accused the TV executive of misconduct. My God.
If you could fucking read, it'd be amazing.
You know, there's so much of this sexual abuse going on. You know, I don't know if some of it's true, if all of it's true, if none of it's true. I'm sure some of it's true. You know, I'm not a girl. No one's ever sexually abused me, so I really can't talk about it.
But you'd love for them to try.
A movie based on the TV classic Fantasy Island is in the works with Jeff.
Is he playing?
Yeah. The Blame Boss, the Blame.
With Jeff Wadlow. He's in Truth or Dare. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
He's attached to direct. You know, who the hell is he anyway?
He's not in Truth or Dare. He directed Truth or Dare.
Oh, directed Truth or Dare. Well, that was a sucky movie anyway, man.
You watched Truth or Dare?
Yeah, well, that's how bad it was, right?
That you sat and watched it?
I sat and watched part of it. I couldn't wear it anymore. Matter of fact, if that guy should be off the credits because it's going to make nobody look at the movie.
Joe is our version of Robin Quivers with zero talent.
Well, this is great.
This is not a bad bit. I like this bit.
Jennifer Lopez.
Joe, you're doing this every week now.
Okay. Jennifer Lopez will receive the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award at the 2018 MTV Videos Music Award.
Videos.
So wait, what happened? Did she set her hair on fire?
Could have been.
You did that joke already.
Could've I know, been. But we didn't do it on air.
That's right. Ugh. Which takes place August the 20th. So August the 20th, Jennifer Lopez. I thought it was Janet Jackson. Michael Jackson. I didn't know Michael Jackson had an award. He has an award named after him. What, yes. Is it a little statue or something?
It's a little statue that touches other littler statues.
Isn't that amazing now? I mean, like when he was alive, poor guy, poor bastard, they were persecuting this poor kid to no end. Now that he's dead, they name an award after him.
Yes.
It's the Not Having Touched My Penis Award. Oh. I don't understand that. Burger theft.
Do you write your own material?
No. Burger theft flips out. A crook in Texas couldn't get a grip on the proper way to pull off an armed robbery. As he proved, turn the page, Gonzalez at the car wash next door. I don't know what that means. Oh, maybe it was
it's on the different. Back side.
Oh,
of it.
Well, you didn't tell me how to read the back of the page.
Holy shit.
Oh, choosing a pair of tongs. That is.
Pair of tongs, okay.
Just so everyone knows, it's written on one side and then the front page and the back page.
Well, you know.
He obviously can't follow that thing.
David Garcia Gonzalez, who was drunk enough to have trouble standing up straight, walked in Whataburger location in Austin on Monday and grabbed a pair of kitchen tongs.
Uh-huh.
He began jamming the Kirk with the tongs and demanding...
Joe finds this incredibly funny.
What a maroon.
But the employer refused to let him have his way. He wouldn't have it his way.
No.
Oh, no, it's like Burger King. You have it your way, his way. That's his thing. Another worker
Jackie Green.
Another worker on duty shooed the 44-year-old out the door and called 911.
Get out.
Cops arrested. Is this another page?
Yes, the man was arrested and prosecuted and has been lit on fire and
how
is roasting.
How does the story end?
I don't know. I can't find the page. Wait a minute. Gonzalez at the car wash next door.
It was like it was a murder mystery. What is they arrested
what is
Gonzalez.
What does WHP mean?
What?
WHP.
World Associated Press.
Oh, shit. That's really important.
Man
changes gender to save money on insurance. Well, that's a great idea. A Canadian
man. Well, tell us about it.
A Canadian man has figured out how to get cheaper car insurance.
How?
All you have to do is change the gender, or at least say he did. You know, if you're a woman, you know, a 22-year-old identified as David recently purchased a new car and was given a quote on insurance, which seemed high. Out of curiosity, he asked...
It's on the back, flip it over. There
how much the same policy would be if he was a woman. And the quote was, more than $1,000 less. Well, that's bad. I mean, that's like highway robbery. Why is it...
You got to make up for the dry cleaning costs.
I don't understand that. You know, like we're guys...
Wait, so you're saying that men and women aren't treated equally?
I think you're right.
Shocking.
They're not.
If somebody should start a movement about this.
Yeah. He tells the CBC, I don't know what CBC, oh, it's Canadian Broadcasting Company, I guess.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Figuring out shit.
Figuring it out, man. I have taken advantage of a loophole. He was able to get a doctor to write a note saying that he identifies as a woman.
I never once had ever heard Peter Jennings laugh while he read the news.
Oh, this is stupid stuff, man.
That's why you're reading it.
And he used that note to change his gender on his birth certificate. He explained, I just basically did it and told him I identify myself as a woman. And I'm going to try that. You know, what the fuck, man? I'll tell him, hello. And I'll see if I can get $1,000 off of my insurance.
That's your whole disguise, just you going, hello.
Well, you know.
I am not cleaning this up.
Yeah.
I mean, does Bruce Jenner get that? I mean, like, you know.
Probably.
You know, I'll bet you he's basically cheaper.
But Bruce went the whole, you know,
maybe
10 yards here.
He didn't cut off his penis. Got it.
So are you going to wear a dress?
Well, you know, he's
you going to get some titties? He got titties.
Well, it is $1,000.
Bruce got some titties now.
It is $1,000. But you'll spend $2,000 on the dress.
No, is that how the story... Where does the story go?
I don't... That's the end of it.
No, man. It's got to be on the back page.
No, it's over. Let me see. Wait a minute. See me at the he says, identify as a woman.
Oh, look at that. A whole back page.
No, that was it.
That was it?
Yeah, that was it. And he said... Oh, no, here it is. Free money on his policy. No, this is it. That was it.
That was it. So that's the end of the news.
That was the whole story.
So he saved $1,000, yeah. But he spent $500 to get the doctor to write the note.
He explained, I just basically asked for it and told him that I identify as a woman and I'd like to identify as a woman. And he's identified as a woman. And I guess
you're the greatest guy in the whole galaxy.
Yeah, he just changed his name to Gloria, and that was it.
Gloria!
Yeah.
Gloria!
But I gotta tell you, I don't think that's very fair. I mean, I understand, like, you know, if I had an accident and the woman didn't have an accident, then she can get a cheaper rate. But if I don't have any accidents and she don't have any accidents, we're equal, right? Equal?
Not in the eyes of the law, sir.
Well, you know.
Or insurance companies.
Yeah, the law of the insurance company says that you have a vagina, so therefore you're not equal.
Well, then I would
if
do
you're
it,
the woman.
I would do what this guy
or
did.
Unless you know, feel like you're
fuck
a woman.
Fuck him, man. I don't want to pay $1,000. I'll tell him I'm a girl.
Here's Joe for Allstate.
I'm a
fuck
girl.
Him.
I'm a girl. You're a good
hand. Fuck him.
I'm a girl, and I'm in good hands.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
You can get a hand job with Allstate.
Trish said you can borrow some of her boobs.
Okay. You know what I'll do, Trish? I'll give him your name. And you can tell them you're me.
No, but she has seizures, so she probably can't drive anymore.
What is that? She doesn't have to drive.
They probably don't let her drive. It's all about insurance, car insurance.
I just want her name, that's all.
Yeah, but when they backtrack and see her medical records, they're going to see that her big, giant breasted butt has fucking
seizures, and then your rates will go up.
Yeah, because then you're accident prone.
I'll send them my medical.
You're a high risk.
What are they going to know?
Because you're not Trish. If they're going to backtrack, you're going to send Trish's name.
Yeah.
They're going to look up in the system and find Trish's full name.
Yeah.
And they're going to be able to find out that she suffers from seizures.
Right.
Oh. And they're going to also find out that you ain't her and she ain't you.
How are they going to find out?
Because you live in separate areas.
That too.
Well, I'm not talking. I'm not telling them.
They got to know where to send everything.
And I know Trish won't tell them. Just send them to my
Trish
house.
Won't tell them.
Yeah, Trish won't tell them.
We're all in this together, boys.
That's right.
The lie just keeps on growing.
I'll give Trish half the savings. I'll give her $500.
What's half of nothing?
$500.
There you go.
All right.
What? Someone get John Sin in here and get me some money.
Oh, what do I know?
God damn it.
What do I know? Wow.
What a fucking show today, Billy.
I've been interested.
Quiet! I can't hear myself lie!
The funny thing, the thing that I find incredibly funny, speaking of this show in general, is that I was telling Joe this before we went on the air.
Mm-hmm. No, you weren't.
We do exactly what the other shows do
and
get zero credit for it.
And zero money.
And zero money. Well, that's what I mean by credit. Oh. We should be the toast of the town.
I know.
I should be the toast. I should be the John Sin of radio.
Somebody will put butter on it.
You get at least a slice of toast.
Exactly.
Like, maybe English muffin or something.
Maybe with jelly.
Yeah.
Nooks and crannies.
Cream cheese.
I don't like cream cheese.
Yeah.
I do like lox, though.
I
like a bagel with lox, no cream cheese.
That's
though.
The old joke. You know,
what?
Why can't they put the Jews in jail? They eat lox!
Help, Billy, help!
There is no help for that one.
Son of a bitch.
Holy shit.
Wow, that's a joke. It's a joke.
Wow.
Meaner.
Yeah.
She never had her, Trish wants you to know she never had her license anyway.
Oh.
That's a good thing.
Drive it out of Trish, you don't need it.
Joe, don't say these things. Don't say these things.
Take a chance, don't worry about it.
Stop. You can't say these things.
Joe.
But he does.
Are bad.
But speaking of, so next, I think next week on the show, we're going to have a very big guest.
Oh.
So, big.
Elvis is coming on?
Elvis is coming Elvis back is from doing, the dead.
That's right.
Going to come on the show, and it's someone with giant tits.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could interview dead people? I mean, like, you know, like.
Like a seance?
Well, yeah, like.
Boys are just having a little fun.
I'd like to interview, like,
if you could interview one dead person, who would it be?
Probably JFK.
JFK and ask him what happened?
Yeah, no, I don't care about that. I want to know, like, how was Marilyn? You know.
Era, she was toy.
I mean, really.
What's the last
Era,
thing
her box was...
I mean, yeah,
her box was so wet.
He did the best women, you know.
I know. That's the show, Joe.
That's it.
Yeah. Free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up.
What?
And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken,
bring breadcrumbs.
What do you do?
Make sure you got a bagel with some lox.
That's right.
Delicious. Until then, I say AMF, my friends, which means adios, motherfucker! Hey, Danny, talk, baby!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on